Yo, this is Saquon Gallette, author of the book Sail City, and I'm rocking with the Drunk Onks podcast. I mean, I don't know why. I shouldn't even like these guys, but I mean, I just can't stop listening. I don't even drink. It's crazy. Drunk Onks, nigga. Yeah.
I got them drunk unks with me, whole out with a snap, but don't turn the mics on till you open the yak. Uncle Rick, Uncle Knight, then you got Uncle Fax, and we just giving them facts, cause it be realer than rap from 9 to 10. Come on, bring your conscience in. Listen up, cause we ain't got a lot of time to spend. If you don't got no drunk unks, you can vibe with them. They gon' tell you what it is and who not your friends. Tell the little kids they should cover their ears. The podcast of the gear, somebody grab him a beer. I can give you all bars just like Attica here, but drunk unks, they about to let them have it in here, you know?
Drunk Onks Podcast coming to y'all special with a Saturday live, with a live episode right from Stu Beanie's South, dealing with the pleasures that come with live podcasting from live places. Should be a fun show.
A lot of people here, pool being played in the background.
And exclusive after party soon after. Featuring the one and only DJ Beats.
You got pool balls dropping in the background.
Word.
That's what's up.
That crazy.
We are here, Drunk Onks. I'm Uncle Night Night to my right. Social media savant, Tweety Jones, a.k.a. Uncle Rico.
Yo, yo, yo. What's going on, everybody?
And to my left, Lonnie Moore, a.k.a. Uncle Fat.
What's good? What's good?
So, let's get down to it. Who's got a rant? Actually, I got a rant.
Oh, shit.
And it came to me via text message for Uncle Facts.
Oh, man.
The message said, somebody tell this dude to learn how to go on Google and look at the cameras for the Delaware Memorial Bridge instead of going on Facebook asking everybody what the bridge looked like.
How you do that?
He said, you can go on there, it's six different views.
Okay.
Going in and out of Delaware, going in and out of Jersey.
So now I know. Now I know.
I got that message. I was like, damn, you right. I said, because I look at the cameras when I be wanting to know.
But yeah, my boy gave me the green light.
I mean, my rant kind of tie into that. Like, people ask the stupidest shit on Facebook that you can answer yourself in less than a fucking time to ask somebody. And then you waiting on motherfuckers to answer. Like, just go on fucking Google.
Oh, so y'all, this is about me?
Not you this time.
Yo, I'm literally sitting there like, damn, this directly applies to him.
No, this ain't about him, though. It's like people like, yo, where can I get my car washed? What time do Stu's close? Bitch, go on Google.
I mean, so then do
the time you take to type it and then wait for somebody to answer, you could have got it.
But you, I think it's more of using social media for what it's.
Nah, fuck all that, man. Don't try and bail nobody out, Lonnie. Fuck that shit, man. Nah, I ain't trying to hear that shit, man.
Y'all look at that negative.
Man, use Google, man.
But it was negative. You okay with that?
Man, fuck.
Let's Google
that.
Negativity then.
Nah, that's lazy.
What?
Pure laziness, bro. And I'm tired of it.
Negativity.
Why not?
That is a new one. That is a new one. I wasn't ready for it.
I played that rant was about me.
And you nah, that rant wasn't about you.
It was just funny to me. When I got
my right side on back, I'm not feeling
You know the right side of you controls your microphone.
I might
got
to
bring
it down too.
What you got for him? It's on you anyway. Yeah, I'm good.
I'm going to give a friend advice. Watch your mouth. All friends should watch their mouth.
Ladies and gentlemen, joined by the infamous 5Z over here, over to our right. Yeah, I mean, y'all heard him. But he better count his fucking days, though. We want a rematch, man. Shout out to Team Durag last week.
The Durag.
Shout out to y'all guys, man.
The Durag boys.
Hey, they came these homies. You know what I mean?
Also, Also, for all our listeners who didn't get the news just yet, Drunk Uncles Podcast is now available on Pandora.
Yes, sir. You on Pandora, baby. Ooh,
another week, another platform. You know what I mean?
The price title, going up, people. The price
title
going
is Sirius XM. Y'all next.
Count your fucking days, Sirius XM. We on the way.
We coming.
Coming in hot.
Why not?
We coming in hot.
Is there any other way to come in other than hot?
Nah.
I'm going to be honest with you. It's been a long day. First of all, I just want to give a birthday shout out to my daughter Kayla. She turned 13 today.
We got to take a shot today.
Right.
You know, I was going to take a shot regardless. Cause
now I take a shot for her.
I got a teenager.
She can. I do. Oh,
shit. So, well, you know, got teenage life.
Yeah, it's getting real now.
It's about to get real.
It's getting real. Happy birthday, baby. Her little party still going on. She had a nice little layout.
That's what's up.
Halloween decoration, bonfire.
Okay.
You know, they was living it up. And I was in the corner just smoking black and miles like, I ain't ready for this shit. I ain't ready for this shit. Then little boy walked in. I said, oh, hell no. A little boy that she go to school with. I was like, but he was one of her girlfriend's brother. I was like, oh, so you just here out of obligation. Well,
you,
Mom and Dad needed free time.
It, though. I know you questioned it.
What?
Like, why are you here?
What? Who that? Who that?
Who are your parents? Who sent you to the motherfucker?
Exactly.
Who sent you?
Exactly. I knew I wasn't going to make it during that part.
But I'm asking something.
And then, look, I gave my daughter my speaker to use, right?
Mm-hmm.
I said, all right, baby, you're the DJ. I said, get it cracking.
Oh, you gonna do DJ at a birthday party?
It was a test.
That's new.
It was a test.
That's new.
And she failed. You know why? You know why? That's
new, bro.
Hey, Avan, that's the thrill of doing live podcasts. That's the thrill. But listen.
We've been here before. We've been here before.
Facts. It only gets worse.
Yeah. it could be worse than what we're doing right now.
So I let my daughter DJ, right? First song she plays, Meg Thee Stallion. I was like, oh.
What song? Which one? Don't matter.
Exactly. What he said. It don't matter.
Don't even matter.
I was sitting there like, this shit is happening too fast.
So but you gotta go down.
It's her day.
So you play Meg Thee Stallion?
But the first thing I said was, I told my mom, I was like, that's not me DJing. So all them bad words, that's your granddaughter.
As long as she don't put no loop on, she good.
Oh, hell no, she'll learn about that.
Party done, sober. Shut this shit down.
Y'all like, shut it down. Shut right shit down.
First of all, if my daughter know who Luke Skywalker is, we got a problem. We got an absolute problem.
Big pass. Big pass. But that was something. You gave her a little light.
It was her moment.
Because I would never do it, but you did it.
I ain't really doing
it. So you like dad of the year.
Nah.
You gotta be dad of the year. Because no man would let his daughter play on that type of music, play DJing every day.
Truthfully speaking, they already listening to it.
Facts.
They got headphones under your supervision and all that other stuff. Go for it. Don't do it in midst, though. Too much pressure.
And she on live.
Too much pressure.
And she on live. And she's on live too.
You almost had it. This is the longest 10 minutes ever.
Yeah, that wasn't long as 10 minutes ever.
We coming up on it. It's 8:05 actually.
I know. It's the longest 10 minutes ever.
Oh, yo.
It's like
got
so
rent.
Much going on.
Oh. Ain't got a bit, rent. Hey,
jump on that mic if you want. Trying to get your drunk ass out the
way. I want to say, fuck Subway.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Oh, fuck the little Debbie looking bitch. Serve yourselves. Come in here, I'm drunk. It's 1:30 in the morning. I want rap. Sign says, turkey bacon guacamole wrap, $6.99.
Okay.
Got that. Let's go. Order my shit. No guacamole. I don't eat guacamole. I don't even know what the fuck guacamole is.
Facts.
Makes sense.
Me neither. You know what I
mean? She go to register. She said $9.30. I said, get the sandwich the way it is on the thing.
So to take ingredients off, they charge
you? That's what I asked there. I said, to take the ingredients off, you're going to charge me $2 more? She said, I just ring it up.
You rung it up wrong.
I'm like, don't you think that's weird? Like, that's not funny? She said, I don't have an opinion. I just work here. What? So I pay for it. But then I'm like, I need some chips or something. So I'm walking around the store. Then it hit me again. I'm thinking about it. Like, bro, you can't breathe. So I took some time with my chips. I'm like, oh, she's like, $1.29. You gotta pay for it over there. She's like, yeah, you gotta pay for it here. I said, no, I'm gonna pay for it over there. She said, all right. I said, all right. I said, you know what? I said, ain't that weird? Like, that's like corporate robbery. Y'all would charge somebody $2 for taking words.
Shout out, brother. Shout out.
And then she wanna tell me, if you don't like it, you don't need the sandwich. Yeah. All right. Here, bitch. Take the sandwich. You and the sandwich can go in the trash. Give me my money back, and I'm going to Wawa. Like, I was so heated, bro.
You could've been out here with a $4.99.
So,
what? I just didn't want to drive it because I was drinking all night.
You know what?
I just stopped. Right near the crib, right here in my house.
Hey, keep the same energy, bro. Hey.
Bruh, first of all, on behalf of all drunk eaters everywhere, I'm sorry you had to go through that.
Because that's the kind of stuff
start all the cases.
Okay, I was hot, bro. I was heated. Like, I'm like,
imagine if you were drunk, bro, and you started all the cases, you got locked up behind. She took $2.
Would charge me to take something off the sandwich? I don't want.
He charged you an extra $2.
Extra on top of the original price.
Exactly.
I could have got the whole meal for $9.
First of all, the weekend, he could have been still in jail, though.
Still stuck.
Facts.
You could have even told your story today.
Yeah. Because you know when you go.
The judge coming Tuesday.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You got to wait till Tuesday because Monday is Columbus Day.
Yeah.
You've been done. You've been done. Oh, you said it to Wednesday.
Better call Ray.
All because of some guacamole.
She gonna tell me she don't have an opinion though.
Yeah.
I said, and I even gave her an out. I say, you know, it's not you. I understand, like, that's corporate. You know what I mean? That's coming from them. But don't you think that's still messed up? She said, I'm
having a baby. I'm glad we didn't stupid.
Oh, you want your job bad, man.
Crazy.
You want your job real bad.
Wow.
I was so tired. Do it
again. She must be trying to become the manager.
Super corporate.
You know what it is? She on the final. You got one more altercation with a customer, and it's over.
Nah, we're going to go on balance. We ain't going to be able to know the balance of it.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, leave it on. You good?
Five. But that's my rant for the week. That's my first rant. But that pissed me off.
But it was good. It was good.
It's a good rant. That's a great rant.
It's a good book. Because I understand your frustration.
Fuck so good.
I didn't match it. Right there, man. Go on. You got rant? Meats got a rant?
You don't screw it for me? Make it easier. No bitch assness.
Bring it on.
Fair enough.
Bring it back, man.
Old school P. Diddy?
You grown, man, you gotta live by the principles of the grown man.
Oh,
okay.
Love that man, obey that man.
Pay what you owe.
Pay what you owe.
Well, that's more simple. There you go, man. It's a lot of bitch ass. I'm starting to question how some people, you know. Was raised who they OGs.
Hey,
that's
man.
I don't blame you, I blame your old ass.
Yeah.
Oh.
Back.
Don't blame them,
blame
the old
ass.
Telling me the generation is fucked up because of the OGs.
Absolutely.
So we not blaming this generation right now?
I blame them, but I blame
them. Well, where did they learn from?
Who you learn from?
Right. Where
you get that from?
So, choice, right? That's out of the question. We gonna blame the teacher, right?
That's what I'm saying.
If the whole class fails, absolutely.
Okay.
Yo, what's going on, man?
One kid fails, you blame that kid. If the whole class fails,
you blame the teacher.
You blame the teacher.
Facts. That's a big fact. Big fact. I like that.
Quit the bitch ass.
Hey, yo, that mic ain't on, yo.
Nah, I heard it.
And you heard it?
Well, I love that.
I mean, I'm not on it.
You ain't tapping? You only tapping your mic?
Nah. We tapping. I'm always tapping the mic.
Here goes Shawnee. Congrats on your promotion.
Top flight security in the world.
I ain't top flight.
Yo, my boy Shawnee in the building.
Somebody told me he's a manager.
Oh, man. Ghost. Oh, Ghost. He Ghost. We got the
Said my boy
Pembroke
Ghost.
County Ghost. Where Tommy ass at?
Oh, it's about to get real. He coming here.
The new Ghost.
Hey, yo, real quick. Lee, you know I'm recording. Cause you just commented.
I just told why you pull up, FaceTiming me?
Yeah, like, yeah.
I'm asking you, count your fucking days.
Just come
man.
Down and that's talk to me.
Count your fucking days, Lee.
And bring some liquor.
And then he ain't just called. He just tried to do a FaceTime.
Yeah, he like, you legit FaceTime. I borderline wanted to answer because I guarantee you was going to say something about Lonnie.
Oh, he didn't do that? That was it?
No, that wasn't him.
Tell me who did that shit. I'm running that.
Well,
you got to do that Delaware shit, count your days.
But you were taking with that.
But yo, my boy from West Side responded quickly too. And guess what? I shot right over the bridge when he responded. Blue Bear. Good look, bro. I responded and I, boom, it was clear.
He just raised his fist.
Yeah, nah. He responded quickly. Okay. I posted, he quickly responded, and I went and got my tickets.
Bet. Bet. I dig it. Makes sense.
So, it worked.
You know what I'm talking about?
So, it worked. Whatever I was trying to do, asking my Facebook friends, they are friends, right?
Yeah.
That's what it's supposed to be for, right?
Allegedly.
To reach out and touch somebody.
Allegedly.
Without touching AT&T. Somebody. The old AT&T.
It's not.
But you already know. All I'm saying is, don't become one of them.
Oh, that's
you question everything.
Yeah. Don't become one of
them. Why not question everything?
I said, you question everything.
So why questioning why you questioning everybody else right now?
So, if they was going to tell you it was all good, why you ain't question them? They'd be like, you sure?
I trust him. I trust him. Can that mean?
Sure
I know that I met him in the same place as that.
Damn sure ain't question him.
So he goes over there. I mean, he went over there, and he said it was an all go.
So wait a minute. All this stems around gambling? And you didn't win?
Why else would I go to Delaware? It's not over yet, dog. It's not over yet. I paid the tickets. The game's tomorrow.
Okay.
My college ticket's over, though. Georgia, fuck, there's somebody else. Like, fuck Georgia, though. For real, fuck Georgia. They're supposed to win by 17. Oh, I don't know who I was talking about.
That didn't happen.
They scored 17.
Exactly.
That's it. Unfortunately, South Carolina dropped the dub.
Yo.
Yes.
Bro, got me, yo. They got me, man.
But the same, listen, really quickly, the same thing applies to college that applies to the pros. Once you start playing in your division, your conference, like you know, these people play you every year.
Rivalry.
And you got the same coach every year. You're running the same plays every year.
Bro.
And I done played you 3 years. I got an idea what y'all doing by now.
Like, bro, come on, stop.
Explain to me why the number 3 team only put up 17 points then.
Yes.
Against South Carolina.
Guess what though? They would never be the number 3 team this year again.
Vegas ain't that fast. Motherfucking smart.
Am I right? They done.
It's going to be hard.
You count your own days. Bye.
The only way. The only
they
way,
out of there, bro. They out of there.
The only way it's going to happen, everybody got to lose next week. No, and they got to buy.
Everybody got to lose the next 2 weeks.
It ain't going to happen.
Yeah, nah. It's not. But, we got about 2 minutes for the next shot.
Two minutes
I don't know, man. I don't want to do no more live streams in bars. Waiting 10 minutes to drink is like, my biological clock is way off.
Listen, there was so much going on.
This is second shot.
When we in studios, okay, cool. I can wait 10 minutes. But in a bar, it's too lively. I'm ready to just keep going. Yo,
this right here is different because you got a lot going on. It's a lot going on.
Facts.
But y'all want to see us because it's a lot going on. So he's going to concentrate on what's going on with us and what's going on around us.
Yo, I ain't going to hold you. It's kind of hard to concentrate. Between the live, everything going on, the conversation.
Between the live and then the live.
Right, the live and the other live. Man, it's a lot going on, man.
Hey, yo, I like it.
Thank you, there, man. Appreciate you.
I tell you, God been blessing me lately, man. People bringing me drinks.
Oh, God bless you.
I can fuck with
that. That's the good thing about a bar, right? The bar, you always like AT&T. Somebody will reach out and touch you.
Shots up, fellas.
Oh, shots up.
Oh, man. That's not the same thing I had to drink before. Shit. Woo. My first shot was Jameson. Now I'm on the crown. Woo-cha. Now I got two cups of beer, a shot in front of me. If I finish all of this, I know I'm going to
barefoot.
You gotta get bullied over here, yo.
Listen, if anybody that attend the party tonight, feel free to walk up to the drunk room to buy a shot.
No. Don't feel free to buy me a shot. Just come to me with the liquor. Right here, bro.
Whoa, see
where my man just did that? He just walked up, gave me some beer. We ain't asked no questions.
Yeah, just come in.
Oh, there it is.
Accept gifts in
what you call it?
Adult beverage form.
Good acts of gestures, you know what I mean?
And that goes a long way.
Thanks.
Yes, it does.
I don't know whoever created that. We need to take a shot for the guy that created it.
We gotta find him.
I'm gonna sip my beer for him.
I like that.
I have a question. Before we start getting down with the topics.
Okay.
So when you're drinking a lot of alcohol, preferably beer, right? And then your bladder gets full. You gotta take a piss, right? Where's the craziest place you had to take a piss at?
Come on, bro, that's easy.
Where?
I'm on a tire.
Disrespectful answer. Or somebody else's car tire.
Somebody else's car tire, like.
I don't like you.
All right.
It's probably my car tire.
Fact.
I'm gonna see you after this.
It was though, bro.
That's the best you can do.
No, bro. I said that's bro. It happens a lot though.
No, listen. You wanna hear something funny? So me and Uncle Cam over there, I think he was in the car with me too. We coming from Delaware. And Cam like, I got pissed. I said, me too, bro. And I'm speeding, like, we like, I gotta get to Wawa, bro. Gotta get to Wawa. Man, I seen the exit for Wawa, then I seen the middle barrier at the foot of the Delaware Memorial Bridge where the cops be at. I took the whole three lanes back, went right that middle barrier, and I went out there and let that bitch rip.
Cops can't get mad at you.
Bruh, first of all, there's no cops out there. That was the plus. Two, it's like when you gotta piss that bad, you can't stop pissing.
Oh, that means
like you're pissing.
You'll be there for a minute.
Yeah.
So if the cops gonna catch you, they gonna catch you. This ain't time to catch you.
It won't stop. Come on.
Hey, get done.
For God's sakes.
Trying to get out of here.
And this shit keeps coming, like, no ending.
Like, yeah, like, it's like, bro, I just pissed out a whole gallon. I didn't think I could hold that.
Yo, that happened to everybody.
I know.
That's a drinker.
Yeah.
Like a lot of sober people, a lot of weed smokers are not gonna relate.
You never know.
The drinker's gonna relate. Happens to all.
That should be bad.
When we all hang in together, and somebody use a bear for more than once, first thing we say, broke the seal. It ain't gonna stop now. You gotta keep going.
Once you pop, you can't stop.
Funniest shit I've seen.
That's if you drink Bud Ice. You should piss like that.
Me and my homie went to North Carolina.
You should piss like that.
My boy D-Ware.
That's a motorcycle.
That's a strong motorcycle. That motorcycle don't
know. Now pipe saved lives.
Facts.
So after the club, we in New Jersey, Spanish club, we're like, all right, we go to McDonald's. Mm-hmm. McDonald's is packed, drunk, packed, all the way around the corner.
I don't support McDonald's though.
We understand that.
It's a different era.
Old school. So he's like, I got pissed. So he goes, gets out the car to go piss. There's trees over there, but it's a hill, like a little short hill. Mm-hmm. So he goes up on the hill to piss in the trees.
He went down.
Damn,
went
down.
That's
how
like
20 went down. Rolled
down
the hill.
So you got to
sit down. Yeah,
I started beating
the horn. He fell down the hill before too.
Started hitting the horn. Everybody in the McDonald's drive through started hitting the horn. Yo, I see the funniest shit.
What do you got a similar
roll down the hill. Same time. Like, that's got to be.
What do you got a similar story?
Yeah, I did it all, man. I've seen it all.
So don't. Pisses around here.
A seasoned veteran and get fucked up and crazy shit happen.
Not while you drunk.
Not while you drunk.
First of all, if you really drunk, the whole thought of going up the hill, you're like, man, fuck that.
Hey, I got a question. I'm not going to incriminate myself. Nothing like that. I'm not going to incriminate myself, but you ever had to piss in condoms?
Huh?
You ever had to piss in condoms?
You pissed in a condom?
You ever had to piss in condoms?
Huh? No, I never had to piss in the car.
Bro, how did you piss in the car? I mean, you was already
there. Yeah, bad night, Twitty.
Yeah,
you had to explain that in detail.
You gotta explain that, Twitty. Twitty said he pissed in the car.
Situations to where.
How, Twitty?
Cats couldn't leave the room.
So, bro, like, hold up.
Tried to lock it?
Was the condom on you? Like, was the condom on you?
No.
Like, I'm trying to figure out how you pissing the condom.
Pissing the condom, you tied the fuck up.
I know, how the fuck did
Don't tell me you pissed in the condom, tied it up, and then tried to treat that shit like a water balloon.
You threw it at him.
No, you disrespectful. I swear to God, boy, you pissing the condom and throw it at me, you better count your fucking days.
Better than pissing on myself?
Facts.
I'm pissing your sink before I'm pissing.
Judge me all you want. Oh, David, I ain't pissing.
I'm pissing myself. I'm pissing the sink.
Oh, so you the sink, Manny.
I frequent a sink. Don't get me wrong. I'm pissing the sink.
You the sink, Manny.
If I'm trash,
remember you talking about
who the boy over there that told me to get the sink right here?
Yup.
First of all, I'm not one of the wet bandits from Home Alone.
No,
it's not me.
Marv.
Lord Jesus, man.
Not one of the wet bandits. What are you talking about?
Man. Yes, I will piss in the sink. I'm going to fuck.
Nah, I'm not sure. The first time I pissed in somebody's sink because somebody was in the bathroom locked in there, bitch, taking too long.
I mean, so you said the kitchen sink, not the bathroom sink.
I went to the kitchen sink.
Oh, you pissed in the kitchen sink.
Why you go outside?
Hey, man, whatever sink
thing
is
I was, look, I was at an apartment, but we were, we was in the air.
Shit not adding up.
I was not on the first floor. Bro, I was running out of options. I was drunk.
Bro,
the sink seemed like it was going to work.
Kitchen sink. That
wasn't my kitchen. I rinsed.
What did you say, not my problem?
I rinsed. I squeezed some Dial while I was rinsing. Souped it down.
So that makes it better? Makes it better?
Bruh.
Dial?
Bruh, I cleaned up. I cleaned up after myself, is what I'm saying.
Antibacterial.
I cleaned up after myself. You know what I mean? I cleaned up after myself. Of course, I never went back to the house to see if it worked out.
We don't want no problem tonight. That's it, that's all. Thank you.
Lie.
No problems tonight.
Yeah, it's a party tonight. It's a nice party tonight. Should be a nice party. It's two greenies. We here already. Drunk off DJ. You over there all
tonight.
DJ meets. I'm trying to sound like Clue.
Ladies and gentlemen, Lonnie's getting loud.
It's fact. Chicken.
This is the party show where Lonnie gets loud.
This is regular.
Facts.
We got two. We got three types of styrofoam on this microphone. Still doesn't work. At this point, we just like fuck it.
My boy Cam.
Mustard.
Mustard.
Listen. OG's always got a plan.
Yeah, like that. Oh, I'm about to say something.
They always got a plan. Hey, yo, Boodles, yo. It ain't that kind of party.
Hey, Boodles. Hey, Boodles, get the camera and show what you guys did, Boodles.
It's already on camera.
Talk to the camera.
On the bandit.
But we ain't here.
What's going on, Easy? Shout out to Easy, not up for the big. What's going on, my good brother? Bitch.
Mm.
I tried to be responsible last night. After we finished the fifth, I went home.
I went home.
After
we finished the fifth, I went to an establishment and had mad drinks. The establishment we, I had drinks at,
yo,
was,
you know what else you
did? Yo, bro, don't call me no sink bandit no more.
Yo, you know what else you did though last night, Lonzo? You left your fucking can in the studio.
I did?
That second Corona can?
It's not what you know, it's what you can prove.
The only person who is. You know, it was on camera. Oh. You drinking the Corona.
Well, I apologize.
It's the second time you said that, and it's like hard evidence.
Well, I apologize.
With that being said, shout out, fellas.
Oh, shout out.
That being said, we have hit the 30-minute mark. At this point in time.
The 30-minute mark.
With this being said, I'm going to give Uncle Facts an opportunity to go into one of his topics that he said he could explain better in person. So here we are.
I mean, like, okay.
In
like,
person, live.
Like, we all had like family members that tell us, like older family members, that tell us that when you're in a relationship with somebody you love, somebody you care about, right? They're like, yo, you fight for whoever you care about. You fight, no matter what, you fight, right? Uh-huh. So when is the breaking point? As in saying that enough is enough. When people walk away, everybody be like, yo, they gave up, they ain't fight. So who decides that decision, as in like, when is enough is enough?
I got one answer.
You got an answer?
I have one possible answer. Okay. So when is enough?
He's playing when, speech, he got one to possible.
When the authorities are called, there are, what do you call it? Restraining orders.
But a storm is a storm, right?
Facts.
We all go through storms. Every relationship goes through storms.
Facts.
Every relationship goes through like storms. We know that the small storms prepare you for the big storms, right? The small problems prepare you for the big problems, right?
So that's what they tell us.
If you break up and you walk away from a small problem, right? And you be like, I ain't fighting. Like, so who to tell somebody when the fighting is enough? That's what I'm trying to say. Like, we don't know. I don't know. Like, when is fighting enough?
Like that.
Who makes that decision?
You good? Say what's up, bro? Wait. Yeah, there it is. Yeah.
How you doing, Chad?
How are you?
How you doing?
We thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yo, when is fighting enough in a relationship? Like, when is it
time to give up the
when
fight?
When is it time to give up? Because a lot of relationships give up off of different situations, right?
Right.
But if you taught to fight your whole life, it should never be no giving up. It should never be no giving up.
It comes a breaking point.
So the breaking point is going to fucking oversee the fight? That's what you're saying.
But see, here's the thing. I say.
Get the mic. Right there.
I say one scenario, like when the wounds start, you know.
Physical. What do you mean when you get physical?
When you start, it's time to go ahead and throw the towel. That's on me.
But hold up, just to
reply to that a little bit, right? Now, let me get my disclaimer out there. I am not in no way, shape, means, form, or fashion condoning domestic violence or any type of abuse.
Mike Turner.
However, a lot of times when people resort to being physical, it's because they don't know no other way of communicating.
Facts. I agree with that.
So, I mean, sometimes you, no pun intended, sometimes you gotta take your lumps to make sure your relationship
I'm
works.
I'm not agreeing with you, that's it. I'm not agreeing with you,
that's it.
I understand what you're saying. No, no, no.
What I'm saying to you is this, right? If a person doesn't know how to communicate outside of being physical, right? Okay. So the first altercation, you might have had to take a lump for you to explain to them, like, no, this ain't the way it should be.
But you know what's crazy about that, yo? What's crazy about that, yo? It's like people be together, right? And all of a sudden, right, like you said, that they don't know, and all of a sudden they get physical. They don't know how to express themselves, so it get physical, right?
Communication is everything.
So the communication is not up to par where it need to be. Yeah.
Facts.
So what happens is, if you're not communicating on the same level, there's going to be misunderstanding. There's going to be misoverstanding. I said misoverstanding. Damn. Take that with y'all. Yeah. Misoverstanding.
Hey.
Yo, so what happens is, so now there's physicalness involved, right? Right now, there's physicalness involved, right? Now, you be like, damn. Yo, who is this person that hit me? Like, this person put his hands on me. I can't believe it. Nobody before put my hands on me, right? So now you said that I'm done, it's over, I'm not fighting anymore. But you just walk away from your soulmate.
That's right.
Your soulmate. That's right. Your soulmate. Guess what?
It's like
and the lesson of life said you only get one soulmate. That's what I was told. So all because you couldn't communicate and get through the miscommunication led to you losing your soul. I said losing your soul.
Right in the mat, even when you
mate to your soul.
Mate. Not just soul. Your soulmate.
Bro, if you lose your soulmate, right? You going
mate.
No.
That soul was supposed to mate with yours.
No, exactly. That's true. That's true. But guess what though? We are meant to be in twos. People don't want to believe what I say. Everybody say Lonnie talk crazy. We are meant to be in tune. That's why we search for somebody else to be next to us. Somebody else to cover with us. Somebody else to be comfortable with. Like comfort. When bad times are there, we meant to be. Because we are meant to be in twos.
Bro.
And
I don't mean to interrupt you.
What's up?
But who called you crazy?
A lot
we can go
do.
See them.
A lot of people do. A lot of people say that I talk crazy. Like,
I want to meet these people.
Yeah. But we meant to be together. Like, we meant to be in twos. So, whenever, like, damn, I just fucking. So, whenever there's a problem, like, we have problems and everything like that, we need somebody else to help us through them problems 90% of the time. I said 90% of the time. 10% is yourself. 90% of the time, your significant other or somebody close to you. It don't gotta be no girlfriend or boyfriend. It can be somebody that's close to you.
It can be your best friend or your mother. Somebody you can call one night and be like, mom, I'm going for this. Case maybe.
But, all right, so I get that part, right? But to that last point right there, where you say it doesn't have to be your significant other, it could be a close friend, whatever, whatever. But for that to actually work, right? You have to be honest with yourself and your significant other.
Facts.
So when I say that to say this, right? So if your significant other, for example, if they haven't experienced one of their parents passing, but you have, and your friend, they've experienced it, they have to be open enough to understand that, nah, that's a bond, so to speak, that they can speak to.
Right.
Doesn't mean it has to start a relationship or anything like that. But like, I think a lot of times people get themselves in over their heads when they say statements like this. Like, bro, I can never imagine what you're going through, but I'm here for you. But you can't really be here for me if you don't know what I'm going through.
That's the number one thing us as people do. As in, like, if my mom died,
I can't tell you.
You can't tell you I feel you what you're going through because your mom ain't died.
But also,
so you can't say that.
But also, so, it also could be just human nature of us being genuine to our people. Like,
but genuine don't relate to.
I mean, I'm not saying it's stupid.
Oh, no. Twitty, you're right. Being genuine don't relate to the actual experience
of
somebody dying that you're close to. And we all know that moms are up here on the pedestal. Moms are higher than anything. Anything. Yeah. I lost my mom. Night lost his mom. And so we understand the shit that usually your parents, like, you know what I mean? But it's about, like, now communication, like, if somebody's trying to comfort me, my significant other's trying to comfort me, they ain't lose a mom, it's gonna be like a,
But I understand what you're trying to do.
I appreciate the gesture.
I appreciate the gesture, yes. Yeah, but you would never leave. You can't leave.
That's like a...
That's why I like... Like, if something happened... Like...
Something tell you to stop smoking crap.
Like...
This is a oh, damn, thing. That escalated.
Did you ever smoke? Facts.
That escalated real quick.
Oh, goddamn, we never smoked crack over here. Goddamn, that escalated real quick. That escalated real quick, yo. Like, damn. Like, hey, bro, you got it from the camera, bro. I'm saying you did that, yo. Domestic
violence is smoking. You know that. Nah, but, like years ago, right?
I'm different.
Like, years ago, yeah, you different for real, motherfucker. But years ago, a friend of mine, his son passed away, right? I've never experienced a child of mine passing. And knock on wood, that I don't have to experience it no time soon. But what I did, what I told my friend at that time, right? I said, bro, I ain't even gonna sugarcoat this shit. I don't know what you're going through. I'm not gonna act like I know what you're going through. But here's what I'll tell you. Whatever you're going through, you ain't got to go through it alone. So if you want to sit here and drink, bro, if you want to sit, here and cry, if you want to sit here in silence,
let's go.
You ain't got to do it alone.
I like that. That's the best thing somebody can say to somebody when somebody lose somebody or go through that.
Like, I don't quite get it, too. But whatever I need to do to make you feel comfortable,
oh, my bad.
Go ahead and do it.
Yo, I'm talk, nigga. It's about to be a situation.
Well, I got to mask these abuse sounds going over to my left.
But the whole thing is about, like, these relationships. Yo, it's a lot of relationships that...
Trust him.
But nobody never... Like, relationships is about communication.
Yes. That's
the whenever you dealing with somebody that you feel that you're dealing with somebody that you feel something to, you got to communicate.
Yo, I'm looking at it live. I just see you touching that guy.
Huh?
I'm looking at their lives. Oh. What the fuck's going on?
Yo, whenever you in a situation with somebody or a relationship with somebody, same thing. But communication is kind of oversees the actual energy that's going on. Meaning that it's a connection because we connect through energy. But outside in the fucking... the social media and all that stuff like that. That's what everybody said.
No, we did.
So communication, that's what you need communication for, to understand what everybody else seeing that y'all going through.
Facts.
See what I'm saying?
Voodoo's over there catching the Holy Ghost. Preach, pastor.
Yo, we as men need to communicate more, because we all be stubborn. But man, I know I'm the most stubbornest man alive. And I think I'm the most stubbornest man alive. But we all as men stubborn.
Touch OCD.
Right? Once we get over that barrier as not being stubborn, I think it'll be so much easier to understand what all these women been talking about all these years about us.
But
and that it's not blah blah blah. Once we understand. Once we start getting over our stubbornness.
Yes. There's a second.
Nah, it's more of us though. It's more of us. Because women.
I'm chilling too hard. Let me get back on my grind. Bring the mic to me. But there's a two part to that, right? You say men get over their stubbornness.
Yes.
All right, but then at the same token, your spouse, your significant other, they need to get out of their feelings. So, right, when I say get out your feelings, right, it's like, don't make a situation personal that's not a personal situation.
Facts. I understand that.
You know what I'm saying?
So what you're trying to say is that, right, like the women, I'm gonna be blunt with it. Women need to start understanding that every situation is not serious. Right? Every situation might be temporary, as in feelings is.
Sometimes.
Feelings is not no all-day thing. Meaning that how you feel right now at this minute, 5 minutes later, you're going to feel different. Right? That's what feelings is. So if you win your feelings, if we're going to break up our feelings, and then it was temporarily, we fucked up all around the board. Somebody's wrong. But the blame got to be pointed somewhere. understanding. Like, so I said the men got to step up.
That's when your fight comes in.
I blame the beholder.
But the men was taught to fight their whole life, right?
I heard that, nigga.
The men was taught to fight their whole life, right?
No, no. He said I blame the beholder.
Right? When the men taught to fight their whole life. Right?
Yes.
So that's why I point us to blame.
Our mothers taught us that.
That's why I taught, we the blame, me and dad.
That's where tradition went wrong.
That the men,
tradition ain't real. Whole life.
You tell me all the time. Yeah.
That's where tradition went wrong.
Ain't real.
Facts.
Those but yo, ain't real.
Knocking me there, bro. I'm trying to help you say now. I'm trying to save men. I'm trying to save men, bro.
This is what happens when you keep on talking. People don't know what the fuck you saying. So now I'm questioning everything. Why are you talking about tradition?
You're right.
You said it ain't real.
But at the end of the day, it is real in my household. Because at the end of the day, I know that I am the teacher. I am the future. I am, yes, the future.
You already on the side of 40, man.
Hey, yo, you know what future means?
Hey,
John, let's put a little bell, baby. Yo, that is going to be.
Yeah, you all
right.
You know, you out of pocket for that,
bro.
Only
you
get up and come over here for
that. Hell no,
bro. I'm handling business, you.
Bro.
That was below the bell, y'all.
Bro, 40-year-olds going wild. He said that 40-year-old shit. Cam was like, tag me in, bro. Tag me in.
But guess what? A lot of people don't make it to 40.
Facts. Big facts. Big facts.
But if you listen and shut the fuck up, you'll make it to 40.
Oh, that's old head talk right there. Over here, talk right there.
Over the hill.
And I'm not beating my chest either, yo. I'm teaching right now. I don't beat my chest when I teach. You know what I mean? I don't do that. You know what I mean? Because teaching is free. You know what I pay for teaching, yo? You shouldn't have to pay for teaching. I ain't talking about public schools either. Question number one.
Shout out to St. Mary's.
And just like that, you lost all the steam you had going. Don't touch it. You lost everything. All that talk, all that speech, all that credibility, down the drain. Somebody just hit the toilet.
Flush that shit. He did that.
Whoa, brother.
I thought that was private school. Right, you had to pay for that.
You do have to pay for
it. Facts. So it's not public school. Facts.
But the thing about this, right?
Y'all talk the same thing?
No. Really, more or less.
We're not going to go into that, but honestly.
But here's the thing, right? When you pay for a private school education, right, you understand that the curriculum can be whatever they say it is because you're paying for it. You're paying to be a part of it, right? Flip side of that is public education, you are misled into thinking that, no, it's all normal, it's all regular. Da, 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 da. But you know, again, that's a different conversation.
So we got a private school little motherfucker on our side, but he ain't little. He's 6'5", but he little. But he the only one that I know that went to private school. I don't know why else went to private school.
Yeah,
can't.
It's a couple of them.
You know him, but you
Corbett.
Just said no.
Yeah, Corbett went to public school. Look at him. Wow. Corbett will beat you up in a minute. Like, so he went to public school.
Yeah,
so
no,
I
know
he went to public school.
He went to private school.
You did? Oh, let's hear this. Come here. Let's hear what she got to say about private school. Because Night Night had sports in his mind the whole time. This right here.
I mean, it's a microphone over there. That's why. Oh, you want to put her on the camera? Maybe she didn't want to be on the camera.
Hey, you want to be on the camera? Are you on the camera? Okay, all right.
But go ahead.
All right, well, okay, damn.
Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, lovely Janae Dixon.
Okay.
You got she be doing makeup. She be doing hair. Okay. She be doing this. She be doing that.
Okay.
But thanks for joining.
Yeah, welcome.
Now, what do you have to ask her since you brought her on?
Okay, so you said you went to public school. Private school.
Private and public.
Oh, she went to private and public? Mm-hmm. Oh, you got the best of both worlds.
Facts.
Tell us the difference.
Private school is more strict than public school. In private school, you learn a lot more than you do. Mm. You learn a lot more in private school than you do in public school.
One of the main reasons you learn more in a private school is because typically,
and I'm not less talking about bad motherfuckers in the class.
No. That's entirely inaccurate. It's motherfuckers that I went to private school with. They are child molesters, motherfuckers addicted to drugs. And listen. And look, the signs was there when we was in school together. But listen.
We got two private school motherfuckers here.
No, you got people, you got two people here who's done both, private and public school. The reason you're in a position to learn, I feel personally you're in a position to learn better in a private school. Typically, private schools are smaller institutions.
Correct.
So if the class isn't as big, the teacher is afforded the opportunity to give one-on-one time.
Less awareness.
You know what I mean? So that gives you an opportunity to learn.
Absolutely.
Like where
you drinking? You already know. Nobody ever say already drunk. You, or do you want to drink?
You can't get mad because somebody she knows she got limits.
I drink.
I drink fire.
She got limits.
Oh, okay, all right.
She got limits.
That's
she knows them.
Drink, we're drinking. That's what you gotta say.
We but need to learn something from her.
But when you turn, oh shit, that was that. But like I said, when you have that smaller institution, when you're in a larger class, you can kind of get lost by the wayside, just going with the flow.
Okay, I understand that. Facts.
When you're in a smaller class, you know there's a point where the spotlight is gonna be on you. Like, you know you can't get around it.
Facts. Attention.
Not just attention, but it like, attention. So, but what happens is this, right? If they say, first of all, shots up. All right,
shots up first.
I got a question, too.
Who's that? I got you. Yo, I like that.
He said he got a question.
Give me a
yes, he did.
Punch it hard.
No, I got a question for the people who went to private school. So, is the education better or not?
Is dedication better?
He said, is the education better?
Oh, yeah, that's
for you.
You know what I'm saying?
I would say yes.
Say yes?
I say yes.
Well, how come the sports team suck?
But mind you, really quick, before you even say it, let's be clear. You answered that question before you even said it, right? You asked, was the education better? She said yes. You said, why the sports team suck? Because the focus is on education, not sports.
Well, if you smart, you know what you're doing on the sports field, too.
Huh?
If you smart, you know what you're doing on the sports field, too.
Because now.
That's retarded. That's the dumbest shit I ever heard.
Let it go.
Wait a minute.
Let it go.
With private schools, they more focus on your grades, so you don't have to focus on sports. Especially in the black community, we always go, my son gonna be a football player, he gonna be a basketball player. But what happens if your son don't have no grades? Where he going? And he don't make it to the league.
What happens if his son not good?
I've seen plenty of public school people with awesome grades and good in sports and go and do great things.
That's bullshit. That's bullshit.
That's like,
bro, we got about motherfucking 9 minutes left. But bro, that's legitimate bullshit because
I agree with
there's only 32 teams in the NFL.
Facts.
And every team only got 52 players.
Facts.
So miss me with the bullshit. The NBA's got 30 teams with 12 people per team. So bro,
that means every little black kid not like, making
statistically. If you have a legitimate education, statistically, you'll realize early in the game, I might not make it there.
Can I chime in on this?
I might not make it. Fuck no, shut up, Boosie.
I'm gonna smack your head with some ball.
Listen, ain't no nigga with no motherfucking flannel shirt gonna smack me anywhere.
Don't be talking to my brother like that.
But guess what?
Mind your business today.
So we gotta get somebody.
He started this.
That's my sister.
They're gonna jump you?
Don't matter.
That's not
what I'm saying.
Three of us, two of you. I'm saying the odds ain't in your favor.
So now it's a 2-2 now.
Guns down, gloves up. What are we talking about?
Sister again. Uncle Fax and fucking Night Night.
Say what?
In front of stupidity.
In any event. See, now I feel like I'm hitting my stride. Now I feel like I'm at a bar. I feel like I'm at a bar now. There's been threats of violence, cussing people out.
He did fuck you. He did fuck you.
No. The reason
we can't do
no.
We can't be going like
no.
I mean, we were sort of late.
No, no. The reason I explained it off air, but there's a reason you say no to that.
How much time we got?
About like 7 minutes.
Okay.
Six minutes and 54 seconds.
So did we handle the public schools and the private schools? Did we handle it?
That's a topic that needs to be revisited with what is proper time. Because that was an impromptu topic.
It was. It was.
That's an impromptu topic.
I like it.
You gonna bring on the next show?
But I just got news for you, right? Well, this is for Twitty, right? When you talk about why your sports team sucks so much.
Oh, he about to go.
St. Mary St. Vincent, out in Ohio, produced probably, arguably, the greatest basketball player ever, who's currently playing for the Los Angeles Lakers. That's a private school. That's LeBron James.
I was one in a fucking million. They ain't buying that bullshit.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
You say whatever you want. Because listen, when it comes down to this school shit, right? Certain people learn the game and they learn how to maneuver, right? Private school traditionally, they just wanted to make sure religion was part of the curriculum. And you can't do that in public school. But then you turn around. Now you talk about things like this, right? What's been popping in the last 20 years or so are prep schools. Yeah. Prep schools are supposed to be, like, they're supposed to be preparatory, get you into a great college, whatever, whatever, and their curriculum is supposed to be centered around you going to college. But nah, it's a scam. It's a way for us to get players to be great in sports as opposed to be great thinkers. I want to see you run and jump. But I don't really care what's on your mind.
I'm about to go back to the topic.
Michael Orr too, Big Mike.
Hey yo, don't forget, yo.
Big Mike, remember Big Mike.
Yo, don't lose Michael your soulmate, the love of your life, for lack of communication. Listen, I repeat. Don't lose your soulmate, the love of your life, for lack of communication. Because nobody never taught you communication, but you're a grown motherfucker. So you
look it up.
Reach it. For itself.
Research.
You gotta read that shit
for yourself. I think when you say that, right, the craziest thing about it is this, right? When you're a young adult getting in relationships, right, one of the first things that happens is this, right?
You think you know everything.
Not that you think you know everything, but what happens in your relationships is this, right? It's a byproduct of everything that you've seen in your own household growing up.
What's up?
So, when you're older, right, so now you're no longer a young adult. You're not like 18, 19, 20, 21. Now you're in your mid-30s, your late-30s, early 40s, right? All those excuses are bullshit now because nobody's stopping you from opening your mouth. Nobody's stopping you from being honest. Nobody's stopping you from just saying, like, listen, honey, I don't like this. And when you do this, it makes me want to do that. And then your girl has to be the same way. All right, well, I don't like when you do that. And when you do that, it makes me want to do this.
Can I chime in on here real quick? The problem being is a lot of people cannot accept truth.
Facts.
You can have communication, but if you can't accept truth, that whole relationship is
not. We've talked about this on this show before.
We did.
The term was communication, and I said no. I said honest communication. Like, because a lot of people will turn around and censor themselves with their significant other when that significant other needs to hear the truth. It may be raw. They may feel a certain type of way, which is why I said earlier, you got to remove feelings out of things. You know, you got to stop treating things personal that aren't personal things. These are opportunities to learn and grow.
Somebody told me though. Somebody said this, right? They said choose the person that you can put up with, not the person you love. And I don't know. That's up for debate.
Trick Dawson in the building.
You know what I'm saying? The person you can put up with, not the person you love.
Fat niggas walking through the camera.
Oh yeah, yeah.
It's too late. You couldn't even suck it in.
About you, shout out, man.
Bravo. But listen, first and foremost, I want to take this opportunity to thank the good folks at Stu Beanie South for having us. I want to thank the folks at Stu Beanie South for having us, giving us an opportunity to do something locally at a nice establishment with a great environment. Listen, live podcasting has its challenges.
We got dipping pools things.
Listen, live podcasting has its challenges, but in order to do things you've never done before, you've got to go to places you've never gone before.
Let's go, bro. Let's go, bro.
You know what I'm saying? So you got to be able to deal with these things. But like I said, we want to thank Stu Beanie South for having us. We are, as we said earlier in the episode, Drunk Uncles Podcast is now available on Pandora. But just to let you know, Drunk Uncles Podcast is also available on iHeartRadio. It's also available on Spotify. It's also available on Apple Podcasts.
Let's go.
Player, Tuner FM, Player FM.
Take your time, Pastor. Stitcher. Take your time, Pastor.
If y'all didn't know, we have drunkons.com. Alive and well, popping. You get content there if you're not comfortable using apps, downloading apps if you don't know apps. Also, probably in the next 2 weeks, we're going to have another major announcement. And from the preliminary meetings that we had last night, it's definitely going to be major. And we're actually, and if it goes through like we want, the process is going to get easier, simpler, and all you're going to need to do is just touch something on your phone and you'll be right there with us.
Facts. Big John, let's do what Smack did. That nigga, excuse my language, Smack went from battle rap DVDs to the app on his phone, URL.
So what? You
got to do what Smack did from DVDs to the
Boodles, get the fuck away from the microphone. You said what?
Stop interrupting me, brother. The little brother.
Oh, God damn, that's a shot.
She sons you.
Like I say, you can follow me on Divas by the Nail on Instagram. Book with me. You can call, DM me, inbox me on Facebook. I'm pretty sure a lot of y'all know
who
that is. And I holler at y'all.
You know, I'm pretty sure y'all know
what
that is.
Anyway.
So, who you going shots at?
Anyway, what I would like, what I like to say above everything else, man, as it pertains to podcasting or anything else, man, whether you're selling clothes, whether you're making music or anything like that. We about to rap.
Are we?
Let's say whatever you're going to say.
Ken, come on, Ken.
Yo.
Shit.
I want to say, fuck on, the DJ and his friend.
Oh,
too old for this shit. As a drunk aunt and as a medicated nephew, I get in the car. They got windows up. It's 2-3 moving. I can't live like that, bro. I'm too old for that, yo. I can't breathe. I'm coughing. Nigga, I'm out of here. Nigga, let me out of here. I do what I do. I put my thing down. I chill. I drink. I take a shot. Rotating. 2-3 with 2-3 of us. Nigga, I'm out of here.
Hot box, baby.
Come on, Ken.
Anyway.
Oh, mommy. 10 hours, I tell you, he texted about the traffic light.
All right, got you. Yeah, get in, Ray.
Give me real blood. I was working, man. No,
talk that shit. Question everything.
Well, question everything, man.
Why not?
Friday nights, we got YouTube. Why not question everything?
Why not?
I mean, if you wanted me to talk, I mean, you did this yourself, bro. But yeah, like I said, YouTube, why not question everything? Question everything on Instagram. Question everything on Facebook.
Hey, yo, we cannot forget that this is happening.
Come on.
Because, right here.
Speaking of Mike, brother. Let the people know where they can find you, good brother. Especially tonight, where they can find you.
We're at Carney's Point, New Jersey, at the Stu Beanies, man. Stu Beanies sell here until 2 a.m. You know, all shots on the drum,
whoa! All shots on the DJ. Don't mind what he said.
You can hit me on the gram and Twitter at DJ_5Z. That podcast app. I'm gonna write, you know, subscribe to me, subscribe to them if y'all haven't already. DJ ME825Z, Drunk Uncles Podcast. Every time I'm with y'all, man, it's always good energy,
always,
man.
Oh, you already know. You already know. You already know.
I was drunk last weekend when I beat y'all with the Durag.
Hey, come on now.
What's up, yo?
It's your boy Trick Dawson, man. Spin that shit.
Spin that shit, all that.
DJ Trick Dawson, aka Mr. Spin That Shit. Tell the people where they can find you social media wise.
Y'all can hit me on Instagram, The Real Trick Dawson, SoundCloud, DJ Trick Dawson, Facebook, Trick Dawson, Twitter. I am The Real Trick Dawson.
Real trick though.
He's
on a lot of
tricks.
A lot of tricks.
In any event, right? Here's what I'll say to you real quick, Mr. Dawson. Keep grinding. Keep moving. New mixes coming soon.
Always. I got a
September 2nd.
I got a mix for you.
November 2nd, I got two blends coming out. And I got two mixes coming out. And they all gonna be on SoundCloud.
Alright, man, appreciate it, brother.
I need a dub.
Love you, cousin.
Stay black.
You know what I mean? Some things we can't control, so yeah, we're gonna stay black. But anyway, do us a favor, man. Like, follow, share, subscribe, review, comment, above everything else, support. We are Drunk Unks. It's our podcast. See y'all next weekend. Thank you, Stews. Let's party.
Let's fucking go.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.